with former Packers running back Najee Davenport. Najee, welcome back to Lambeau Field.
It's great to be back. I mean, just nostalgic memories come through.
Fourth round pick in 2002?
Yes.
How many times have you thought to yourself, if only I hadn't had those injuries? Now, your rookie year, you were having a really good year, and you fractured your eye sock.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
So it's special teams. I'm running down there, like, covering the kickoff, and I made a tackle, and I got up, and I started celebrating, and I had double vision. So I would, like, come to the sideline, and Pep, like, you know, our trainer, Pep was like, you know, are you okay? He was giving me an eye test. I'm like, I got double vision. Gave me an ice bag and said, just put some ice on it for, like, 10 minutes or whatever. Come back. I still got double vision. So they pulled me out of the game, and I fractured my orbital socket. And so the veins in my eyes, got a piece of it got caught on my fracture.
What are your fondest memories of playing for the Packers?
There's a lot of them, but I guess like the camaraderie I built with my teammates, the boss of doing training camp, riding the bikes from here to there, that was fun. Like, there's a guy, his name is Corbin Ashbury. When I first started riding his bike, he may have been like 12. And now he's like 23 or something like that, and he's in college, and I talk to him on Facebook. But it's like stuff like that you build, and you just remember guys like that.
What comes to your mind when I say Brett Favre?
Cool cat. I can remember my rookie year. I was a little nervous. We had, the week before, we had seen the second round running back get cut because he had a bad game. And I think Amon Green was down, and we was in here, and we was playing somebody. And I got in the game, and I was just, you can see it in my eyes and my face, I was just nervous. And he started singing, at this time, 50 Cent was out, it's like, it's your birthday. And he had started singing the song in the huddle. And I looked at him, and it was just like this old guy singing a 50 Cent song, kind of like lighting the mood. Bart Starr was here. And I said, Brett, so that's the guy you replaced? Bart Starr. Right? And he kind of looked at me and gave me one of these looks. Like, I'm not that old, you know, but he's like a cool kid, man. He's just a cool cat.
Lambeau Field.
I miss it. It's kind of like it was a second home. Even when I left and went to other stadiums, that Lambeau leap ain't the same here as it is in Heinz Field. So it's just like one of those things where you try to bring Lambeau to like different fields or different cities, but you'll never have that connection you have with the fans. And
this is the original. This is where the Lambeau leap was born.
Yeah. I mean, the architecture is just all wrong. Mm-hmm. You try to jump over a 7-foot wall before. So it's one of those things, like the walls are perfect. And in Heinz Field, I like broke a long run. I tried to almost like, kind of like a high jump into the stadium, but I had to start climbing up the wall.
How about Packers fans? What do you remember? What are your thoughts on them?
The best. Like true blue, like Grady was saying earlier, true blue fans. They're not fair weather fans. They're going to be here rain, snow, or shine on Super Bowl or that 4th and 26. They're going to be here. So you got to love them.
You remember 4th and 26?
It was like my second or third year. And I had been having like a great season. And you're going to tell me we were making it to the Super Bowl. Officially, I missed the opportunity to get a first down. And then he came in on third down, and he missed the opportunity. So now they got the ball back, and then we stopped him until his fourth down. And Freddie Mitchell was his name. Mm-hmm. And he catched this one ball, and that was it.
Your favorite game as a Packer?
I got two of them. The first one would be the first time I didn't start a game, but the guy that was in front of me wasn't the starter. He was a second string guy. And his first series was rough, like a fumble, a drop pass, and the offsides. And they pulled him out of the game. And they put me in. We were playing in Detroit. And I think I had like 22 carries for like 80 or 90 yards. And it was just like I was out there having fun. And then my second one, I think I went 19 for 170 something on Monday night. Well, I got the horse trailer, but it got overshadowed because it was Brett 200's game starting. So.
And the last question, what are you doing with your life now?
Actually, I'm a documentarian. I do a lot of documentaries. Like the one I'm working on now is The You Reloaded, and it's coming along, about 80% done with it.
Mm-hmm. So you're living in Miami?
Yeah.
And you're back in Green Bay.
Back in Green Bay. Back in the Bay.